Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services LLC is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. Next Financial Group Incorporated does not offer tax and/or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today we're going to start our series entitled Business Overhead Expense, The Facts. Today is the first episode in this series, and we're going to introduce what business overhead expense insurance is, how it works, and how you get paid in a claim. First, let's discuss what business overhead expense insurance is and how it works. Business overhead expense insurance, also commonly called disability overhead expense, is an insurance policy that helps you keep the doors to your business or practice open should you become disabled. The bills from your business don't stop, and your employee salaries and other expenses still need to be paid, even when you're unable to work. Disability income insurance, discussed in a prior podcast, covers your home expenses and the amount for you to live, and that will give you a monthly benefit. This policy is designed for businesses that rely on a small number of people or one person to produce revenue, such as a dental practice. Business overhead expense insurance requires you to pay what is called a premium to the insurance company, and in return, you transfer the risk of keeping the doors to your business open when you're unable to work. When you pay the premium, the insurance company agrees to pay a monthly amount to you to cover your ongoing covered business expenses. A business overhead expense policy pays a monthly benefit based on actual expenses, not anticipated profits. Covered business expenses include utilities, employees' wages, property taxes, rent or mortgage payments, depreciation and interest payments on business debts, and property and liability insurance. Factors that determine the cost of a business overhead expense insurance policy are, number one, the benefit period. This is the amount of time you will be reimbursed for your business expenses. The benefit period is typically anywhere from 1 to 2 years, and normally it never exceeds 2 years. A business overhead expense policy is not an income replacement policy. It is designed so that you have time to keep the doors to your business open until such a time you're either able to go back to work, sell your business, or close your business down. The longer the benefit period, the more expensive the policy will be. The next factor that determines the cost of business overhead expense insurance is something called the elimination period. This is the amount of time you are going to wait to receive a check for your business expenses. The elimination period is normally 30, 60, or 90 days. Some people have business emergency funds that they can dip into for the first couple of months so they can go without receiving the monthly check for an extended period of time. The longer your elimination period, the less expensive your business overhead expense policy will cost to you. Third, in addition to the benefit period length and the elimination period length, the amount of monthly benefit that you need to keep your business going will also affect the cost of your policy. The more money you need on a monthly basis to keep your business going, the more the policy is going to cost. Four, also affecting the cost of the policy or any riders that you may put in the policy, such as inflation protection riders that increase the amount of money you want to receive each year by a certain percentage to keep up with the rate of inflation. We will discuss business overhead expense riders in more detail in a future podcast episode. Finally, insurance rates are also based on an insured's age at the time of purchase, their occupation, and their health status. Now that we've reviewed what business overhead expense insurance is and the factors that determine its cost, I'm going to ask Jenna Dury, my Vice President of Marketing, to explain how you will get paid in a claim.
Business overhead expense insurance policies offer a maximum amount of money each month that you will be reimbursed for, known as the maximum monthly benefit. But the insurance company will only pay actual overhead expenses and will reimburse you up to the maximum benefit. So as expenses come in, you redeem money from your BOE policy up until the maximum monthly benefit amount, but not over that amount. Anything over the maximum monthly amount will be an out-of-pocket expense. For instance, let's say your max monthly benefit is $5,000. Your rent was $1,500. Your utilities were $300. Your supplies was $1,000. Your employee salaries were $2,200. So now you're at your $5,000 benefit, but then a bill came in that month for $300 that you owed on one of your company's credit cards. You would have an out-of-pocket expense of $300 since your max benefit is $5,000 and the total amount for that month was $5,300. With some insurers, unused benefits can be applied to increase future monthly maximums or to extend the benefit period. So this case is the opposite. You have the max amount you can spend each month, and one month you spend less than that amount. For example, if you have a max monthly benefit of $6,000 and only use $5,000 one month, $1,000 of the benefit will roll over to the end of your policy and extend your policy, or to additional expenses you may have one month, you can use that additional $1,000. So let's say your policy was only for 2 years. If you have extra money, you can actually have 2 years and 1 month or 2 years and 2 months, depending on how much monthly benefit you have left over. Business overhead expense is a reimbursement contract. So you present a receipt for the expenses you incurred that month, and then the company will reimburse you by sending you a check for that amount, again, up to your maximum monthly benefit. Business overhead expense insurance benefits are subject to income tax, but the premiums are tax deductible as a business expense. Once a business overhead policy is owned, coverage can be increased without providing evidence of insurability. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing company and do not apply to the investment performance or safety of investment options. Today, we started our discussion on business overhead expense insurance policies. In future episodes, we will cover how to determine your business overhead expense need and also what riders may enhance your business overhead expense policy. This is our first episode in our series entitled Business Overhead Insurance, The Facts. We would like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you benefited from the time you spent with us today and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Jenna Dury, Vice President of Marketing of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.